objection, I would like to release those two items together.
Item number 11. From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works and the Airport Director requesting authorization to enter into a lease agreement with Air Cargo Carriers Holding, Inc. for the lease of approximately 3,630 square feet of warehouse space, Building 103, at the former 440th Air Reserve Station, effective October 1st, 2011. Item number 12, from the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a lease agreement with Air Cargo Carriers Holding, Inc. for the lease of approximately 2,800 square feet of office classroom space, Building 305, at the former 440th Air Reserve Station, effective October 1st, 2011.
Mr. Bateman?
Supervisor, Chairman, Supervisor, as you can see, these two small buildings are outlined in red here, in addition to the other three that are on the period. These two buildings are really specialized small buildings, which were able to lease to the Harbor Carriers for the purpose they were built, which is an armed crane. So it's a nice bid.
Move approval. We have a motion to move approval. Mr. Bateman, I only have one question. How can a firearm building have $2.50 square foot price and an office building only $2 price? I asked that question in a gender setting. I'm confused.
Mr. Presidio, this is Ted Presidio, the airport, the champion for the airport redevelopment of the 440th and downtown development ground.
Mr. Chairman, committee, we have everything we lease because of FAA grant assurances. We get an independent appraisal done for fair market lease value rates. All of the buildings at the former 440th, in our real estate terminology, are considered functionally obsolescent only because it was a former military base. You don't see anything when you ride past. It's not like it's on arterial streets, and it's so it's very unique in that capacity. When they conclude their looking at with their variable lease rates there, they have to look at the surrounding neighborhood, the major arterials serving the surrounding neighborhood, and the uniqueness of these buildings. And that's how they come up with, they look at comparable sales for office space, warehouse space, et cetera. There's not many comparable sale information available for small arm firing ranges, but so they have to come to these conclusions. And that's why this is lower than it may be if it was somewhere out on an arterial street.
Thank you. Any other questions? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on item number 11 and number 12.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved for items 11 and 12.
Madam Clerk, I